From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. How do chamber orchestra musicians spend their time during a shutdown? Well, if you're part of the Symphonia, you stream an online performance at home from your own chamber. WLRN's new series called Intermission is looking at how South Florida's arts community is using social media and online events to try to stay in touch with their audiences throughout the coronavirus pandemic. Today, we're speaking with Jeffrey Kay, artistic director of and principal trumpet player for the Symphonia. The orchestra recently launched the Symphonia at Home, a Facebook Live series that goes online every Thursday. Jeff, whose idea was the Symphonia at Home? How did this all come about?
Well, as the pandemic was coming down on us, I was actually in an executive committee meeting. We were discussing marketing, and we had a board member and our marketing director who was pushing for a Zoom video. And I had the thought, why don't we feature our own musicians? And we came up with the idea Symphonia at Home. That was on March 17th.
And when viewers visit the Symphonia's Facebook page every Thursday, what will they see?
Every Thursday at 5 o'clock, we've been featuring different Symphonia members. We've featured not only performances, but also seeing what our players are up to at home. And what we've morphed into is that we have an MC, if you will, who hosts the Symphonia at Home and typically interviews our musician or our guest artist, and then we play videos and she closes the show. So it's really taken on a life of its own.
Here's bassoonist Gabriel Beavers telling viewers what he loves about the instrument he plays.
There's no sound like it. It's haunting. It can be comical, sorrowful, joyful. I think that's why it's been able to stick around for 500 years. It's one of the oldest woodwind instruments. It predates the clarinet by quite a bit.
Now, aside from playing music, the online broadcasts show us what else the Symphonia musicians are doing in isolation, like two oboists who made a fast-motion video of themselves making bonsai trees, and a violinist who wanted to capture what it sounds like when she changes the strings on her violin. By watching these videos, how much are you learning about your fellow musicians that you didn't know before?
Christine, it's really amazing how much I'm learning about our musicians at home, because I've never seen them at home behind the scenes practicing, having meals, what their hobbies are. It's really been a learning experience and very enjoyable.
Jeff, social distancing restrictions are bound to change the way an audience will look from the stage. But if musicians in an orchestra have to play at least 6 feet apart, how does that change the music?
I think for a string player, it's going to be more traumatic, if you will, or a bigger change than to a wind or a brass player. String players, as you know, are used to being very close, probably as close as they can be without rubbing elbows or hitting bows. I think brass players can be 5-6 feet apart. Woodwinds, I think, might be a little challenged, but I think the Symphonia is in a really unique position to be ready for the new normal, the fact that our core is 32 players and we perform from chamber on up. If we were a 100-piece philharmonic, we'd really have some obstacles to overcome.
We've been speaking with Jeffrey Kay, artistic director of the Symphonia. The orchestra recently launched the Symphonia at Home, a Facebook Live series that goes online every Thursday at 5 p.m. This interview is part of WLRN's new series called Intermission. It's a look at how the South Florida arts community is using social media to connect with their audiences during social distancing. If you're an artist or arts organization finding new ways to do this, we would love to hear from you. So please email us at talktous@wlrnnews.org with the word intermission in the subject line. Or you can always call us at 305-376-3777. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.